Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week, predicting week 7 of the 2025 NFL season. And I'm excited to get into it because we're starting off with some BS. This is a London game for a West Coast team. Rams versus Jaguars. I'm a Rams fan. Okay, I live on the West Coast, Pacific time. This game is at 6:30. Okay, I understand for East Coast teams. This is fine, right? When they have these games, it's 9:30 for the East Coast. That's fine. Here on the West Coast, the morning games usually start at 10. So that's not that bad. But come on, I'm a Rams fan. I'm not waking up at 6 a.m. to watch this. Like, what is the NFL doing? It's the National Football League, not the National, but also kind of Europe Football League. That's not how this works. In the slightest. You know, it's just, they're sacrificing home market for London. It's like, this is the Rams' home market, and now most people probably aren't going to watch this because it's 6 in the morning, and it's only on NFL Network 2. That's another problem. So, international games, especially Europe games for, you know, West Coast teams, that's some BS right there. And they should do more games in Mexico. The Rams would be super popular in Mexico, I think, because there's a large Mexican population in LA because of its proximity to Mexico. So I think Rams would fit right in, right? Like, they had, like, the first international game was in Mexico, like a kind of desert California matchup, 49ers Cardinals. So that's a great matchup for Mexico. So, you know, there are places you could have this game where this wouldn't suck, but it does. So, injuries, Rob Havenstein for the Rams out, Puka Nacua out. That's really the biggest issue. Can Stafford target Davante Adams well? And can Davante Adams catch it? His hands have been bricks lately. Puka Nacua hurt his ankle, avoided the worst case scenario. Was questionable for most of the week, will likely be ready next week, and he gets a bye, so extra healthy there. That's the one good thing about international games. Teams get a bye coming off of them for the travel. But for the Jaguars, Devin Lloyd and Quinton Morris are out. I'm really interested. I mean, with Puka at full strength, this would be an easy win for the Rams, but I don't know. Matthew Stafford's having a great year, but a lot of that is because he plays favorites, and that's why, you know, the two highest receiving yard seasons, Calvin Johnson in, I think, 2015, and Cooper Kupp in 2021 were both from Matthew Stafford, and Puka Nacua before his injury was on pace to break that record with like 2,000 yards, but it doesn't always work out, does it? So, really, realistically, I think this could go either way. I feel like with Puka injured, that's a big problem. Although the Rams are mostly healthy, I think the Jaguars are going to win. But I think it will be close, and it could go either way. 24-21 Jaguars. And they also have a home field advantage, basically, because it's London. I mean, you know, beating the Jaguars in London is like the Generals beating the Globetrotters. It's sad. Saints at Bears. The Bears were surprisingly pulled off the win against the Commanders. And, you know, they're looking up. Caleb Williams looks like their new franchise quarterback. The Saints are 1-5 with Spencer Rattler. And they'll be missing John Ridgeway, who's out. And then for the Bears, they have quite a few injuries, like Grady Jarrett, who's questionable. So is DeAndre Swift, their top running back. Really, I think the Bears are going to win. The Saints haven't done much all season except beat the Giants, which is kind of surprising. So I think Bears are going to win this. Caleb Williams is going to have like 3 passing touchdowns. Bears are going to win 27-16. Patriots at Titans. I mean, the Patriots have been looking real good lately. And, I mean, they've been dominant. Really, they beat the Bills. They handed the Bills their first loss. Then they beat the Saints, and they're first in their division. And, I mean, Drake May looks like he's their franchise quarterback now. And now Mike Vrabel is going to take revenge on the Titans because they fired him after some pretty good seasons and replaced him with Brian Callahan, which went poorly to say the least. And, I mean, the Patriots, everything is going right for them lately. And they probably will end up with a playoff spot. Stephon Diggs, though, is questionable. Jalen Hawkins is questionable. Harold Landry, the third, is questionable. So Charles Woods for the Titans. Blake Hans is out. And Arden Key, their linebacker, is out. Calvin Ridley and Bryce Oliver, two receivers, are out. And Tavondre Sweat is questionable. I mean, nothing has gone right for the Titans. Absolutely nothing. New coach, we'll see how he does, and I think the Patriots are going to win. I mean, they've been doing so well lately. You know, it looked like they were going to be bad for quite a while, and now they're not. So, Patriots 31-14, I think. Now, the Dolphins at the Browns, this is like a bottom of the barrel, bottom feeder. A match between the Dolphins and the Browns, 1-5. Browns find Dylan Gabriel. I think that's the only reason the Dolphins are gonna win. This is interesting. It's probably gonna be like 13-10 or something stupid like that. So I think 13-10 Dolphins. No one should watch this game. Also, I don't know if everyone watched this, but the Steelers-Bengals game was amazing, especially the part where my starting receiver in fantasy, DK Metcalf, missed the Hail Mary. But, I mean, that was pretty good. I didn't know this at the time, but that game has quite a few nicknames, like the Unk Bowl, or my favorite, the Icy Hot Bowl. And, dang, Aaron Rodgers can chuck that football still. Unk still got it, really. And that could have been complete on the Hail Mary to DK Metcalf if that guy just got his arms up there. And yeah, that would have been 15 points for me. I was going to lose anyway. So now we have the Raiders and the Chiefs. So for the Raiders, Jacoby Myers is questionable and Brock Bowers is doubtful. For the Chiefs, Josh Simmons is out on a personal matter. So we have Chiefs and Raiders. Now, I mean, it's the Chiefs. The Chiefs are looking up. They're doing better. And the Raiders, well, this is Geno Smith going back to looking like Geno Smith. And that is a problem for the Raiders. Ashton Jeanty's been doing pretty well, but, I mean, it's the Chiefs. The Chiefs are hitting their stride now, and they're going to win, I think, 28-13. Eagles, Vikings. For the Vikings, Carson Wentz is going to start again, even though J.J. McCarthy is questionable. Blake Cashman is also questionable. And Michael Juergens and Brandon O'Neal. Now, Andrew Van Ginkle is out. For the Eagles, Jalen Carter is questionable, and Landon Dickerson is also questionable. Landon Dickerson's a guard. He's the guy who's always false starting on those tush pushes that they never call. But, I mean, it's the Eagles. The Eagles have taken some real tough losses, but I think they'll get it back against the Vikings. But pretty close. I think a pretty good game. 24-21. And now the Panthers at the Jets. The Panthers just beat the Cowboys, which is pretty impressive. Rico Dowdle is doing really well. And I think Chuba Hubbard's about to come back. So the Panthers are looking up. They're 3-3. The Jets are 0-6, and I think this could continue. I think they'll be 0-7 at the end of this week, and maybe 0-17. They're by far the worst team in the NFL right now. So for the Panthers, Jalen Coker, Austin Corbett are questionable. So is Damian Lewis and Taylor Moten and Tershawn Wharton. Those are all questionable. Jets' Michael Carter II is out. Cam Jones and Jamarcus Weston are questionable. Garrett Wilson and Quantez Stiggers are doubtful. I mean, it's the Jets. What do you expect? It's the Jets. The Panthers are probably going to rush 300 yards and 3 touchdowns on them. And pretty comfortable 32-10 victory, I predict, for the Panthers. I mean, it's the Jets. What could you possibly expect? It's the New York Jets. The worst team in the past few years. By far the worst. Alright, now here's an interesting one. Colts and Chargers. I would recommend watching this game. This is going to be a really cool game. It's a CBS game. Just the all-AFC. And, I mean, these are two teams. They've been doing really well. Colts are 5-1. Chargers are 4-2. I think you could expect some quality football out of this one. And I think the Colts just have to give them the edge. They haven't really done poorly in any of their games except for that one Rams game where they, you know, shot themselves in the foot. Josh Downs is going to be out with a concussion, though, and Tyler Goodson is out, and Kenny Moore II is questionable. Charvarius Ward is out, and for the Chargers, Joe Alt is doubtful, still facing problems with those tackles. Darius Davis is questionable. Sean Haskins is questionable. And Khalil Mack is also questionable. Elijah Molden is doubtful. Denzel Perryman and Jamari Salyer are questionable. Trey Pipkins is out. So, I mean, quite a few injuries, but none of the star players. But I think this is going to be a really close, really fun game. 30-28 for the Colts. Giants at Broncos. See, I really like the Giants. I really want them to do well, but it seems like any time they get a win and they're trending up, right, they just run into a tough team. The Broncos just beat the Jets in an overseas game, and they handed the Eagles their first loss. I mean, it's the Jets. They won. They looked worse in the Jets game than in the Eagles game, which is insane, but just overseas games are BS because they have to go all the way to London for this. They don't get as much practice time or as much rest time. It's stupid. The Giants, though, also beat the Eagles, and Cam Scadabo is going to have a very, very fun 3-year career. Poor guy. Hope he gets the, like the goofy kind of CTE, not the Antonio Brown one or the Tua one or the Junior Seau one, but the guy had CTE entering the NFL, so you can't blame the NFL for this one. He gave it to himself by running into a telephone pole, and so I think this is going to be a really entertaining game, but Bo Nix and the Broncos, I think, on top, 21-14. And then the Commanders at the Cowboys both took kind of embarrassing losses, but the Commanders' loss was quite close, and the Cowboys' loss was not. And Rico Dowdle just demolished the Cowboys. So I think the Commanders have a shot, but the Cowboys have been doing quite well. And I think the equalizing factor is that CeeDee Lamb is coming back. I think that the Cowboys are going to win by a narrow margin of 27-21, like one score game. But because Lamb is coming back, it's going to be harder to cover. 27-21. We have the Packers at the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals are one of the worst teams in the NFL. They're 2-4. They're terrible. They lost to the Titans. And, I mean, they're just the Cardinals. Packers have been doing quite well. So, I think Packers are going to take it easily. 35-12 for the Packers. And then the Falcons at the 49ers. I mean, the Falcons have been doing really well. They're 3-2, beat the Bills, you know. But the 49ers have also been doing quite well. I hate them. I want them to lose, but I don't think they will. Now, the 49ers do have the all-hospital team, but I think they'll still win. And this is Sunday Night Football, a pretty good primetime game, you know. I think for this game, yeah, Mac Jones is starting. Brock Purdy's out with a toe injury. But still, I think the Falcons are going to Falcons this game. And Mac Jones will lead them to a win, 23-17. You know, I do talk a lot of crap about Kyle Shanahan, kind of the fact that he never won a Super Bowl. And he's been to three. And he led all three. And he lost all three in an embarrassing, choking fashion. But he does create a good system for quarterbacks, and he is one of the best regular season coaches in the NFL. The problem is when it comes to securing hardware. He kind of lacks in the whole winning part at the end of the season, you know. The part where you have a good season, and then you're supposed to go to the playoffs, and then you get a good lead in the Super Bowl, and you're supposed to, you know, maintain a lead. He seems to struggle with that quite a bit. Led by 28, no points in the second half and lost. Led by 10, no points in the second half and lost. Led by 10, did have points in the second half and in overtime. And lost. So, trending up, I guess. Also, that time he led by 10 points in the NFC Championship. No points in the second half and lost. You know, so, don't worry, he broke his own record for the most embarrassing, choke in the NFC Championship game, the next year, but, you know, he kind of misses the point where it's like, you lead by 10 points, and then you win, right, because you have 10 points, more than the opponent, and if you end with more points than the opponent, that's easier when you have more points at the half. Then you win. He's kind of missing that part in the, you know, coach's manual there. It's like, come on, can you believe it took him, you know, three tries to get points in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl? I was like, since I was wrong about Super Bowl 54, he led by 10 by the end of the third and no points in the fourth quarter. But, like, you know, he's pretty good in the regular season. That does not exempt him from criticism. You know, he's supposed to win at the end of this season, but in the regular season, he's pretty good, and he can do pretty well with not very spectacular quarterbacks. Anyway, another Monday doubleheader. I hate these things. I hate these things that come back to from school. It's like, by the time those games are over, why? We can use another game in the middle of the day. There's a big break between, like, the 125 games and Sunday Night Football. Just slot it in there or something. Have it be like a, I don't know, like a 2:30 game or a 2:45 game. That would be real nice, but can't always have nice things. So, Bucks-Lions at 4 p.m. Brilliant. Brilliant. I love 4 p.m. games. This is awesome. And Baker Mayfield playing like an MVP. Lions doing really well, 4-2, blah blah blah, lost to the Chiefs, lost to the Packers, you know. But the Bucks are doing phenomenal. And I mean, Baker Mayfield's gotta be the front runner for MVP. So Injury is everyone's favorite part of everything. Teddy Bridgewater, Lavonte David, Emeka Ekwuka, Mike Evans, all questionable. Chris Godwin, Junior, Luke Haggard, Bucky Irving, Josh Williams, out. For the Lions, Taylor Decker, Alain McNeil, DJ Reader, questionable. And Terrion Arnold, Kirby Joseph, Avante Maddox, out. And Brian Branch, suspended, because he's an absolute moron who couldn't resist hitting Juju Smith-Schuster for whatever reason. It's like middle of the game, fine. You'll be ejected from the game, right? Right? If you're already losing, fine. That's still dumb. But it's even more dumb when it's like, game's already over, right? You're not changing anything. The game has ended, you've lost, then you punch someone, and then the NFL prematurely ejects you from the next game. You're suspended now. What a moron. Anyway, Brian Branch, one game suspension, so he won't be there. Baker Mayfield, awesome. This guy, remember when he was a bust and his career was over? Yeah, I do. And then LA overnight shipped him. He won an awesome game against the Raiders at home, man. That was like the one good thing that happened in 2022. Also, killing the Broncos. That was real nice. That was real nice. And that pick six from Kobe Durant. What a bad season that was. Anyway, Bucks. I mean, Baker Mayfield has completely resuscitated his career. And now is the frontrunner to MVP. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? You know, 2021, like end of 2021, 2022. Who would have thought Baker Mayfield, frontrunner for MVP? And I think he'll improve his Bucks to 6-1. Good game, 34-27, I think, for the Buccaneers. And then we have the Texans. This is nice. The game's a bit later. This one's a bit later. This is fun. It's at 7 p.m. Pacific, but it's at 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you have anything the next day on Monday, like work or school, you're probably not going to see the end of this game. Why? The people who make the time slots for these are stupid. I don't think we used to have doubleheaders for Monday before. Who watches a Monday doubleheader? It's during the week. It's during the week. Why? Anyway, completely valid criticisms of NFL schedule making aside. Texans at Seahawks. The Texans are, you know, picking up the pace again. The Seahawks, though, I think are going to win. Texans, Danico Autry, Jalen Reed, questionable. Elijah Huzzy, Christian Kirk, out. Seahawks, Josh Jones, Julian Love, Devon Witherspoon, questionable. Derek Hall, out. Seahawks, I think, are going to win. They've been, again, 4-2. They've just been winning games. And, you know, again, Sam Darnold. Who would have thought 2022 Sam Darnold would be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL? And Daniel Jones. Who would have thought that Daniel Jones would be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL? Certainly not me. I made an episode about why paying him $40 million a year was stupid, and I still stand by that. That was stupid, especially to let Saquon Barkley go. But outside the Giants system, he's been doing really well. So how many quarterbacks are system quarterbacks? And, you know, really, this season is the biggest proof. Coaching matters when it comes to quarterbacks. So, Seahawks, I think, are going to win this game. And I think it's going to be, you know, kind of close, 24-17. So, you know, that does it for week 7 of the 2025 NFL season. And there are two teams on bye. That's the Ravens and the Bills. And so that does it for week 7, officially past one third of the regular season. I will be sad in a few months, but we gotta hold on to it. You know, Solomon's ring, this too shall pass. So means you know, if it sucks, right, if you're in a bad situation, that means it'll pass. Like, you should have hope there's light at the end of the tunnel, unless you are a Jets fan, in which case that will go on, you know, forever. But like, it will get better. You know, the Carolina Panthers used to be a poverty franchise, right? The Texans used to be a poverty franchise, and now it's looking up. But also, like, if you're doing really well, you know, you gotta cherish it, right? And it's just like the NFL season, right? Right? You know, it sucks in the summer when there's no football, but, like, that will pass, and there will be football. But you gotta hold on to it, because that will pass, too. Everything comes and goes. So we gotta cherish the NFL season. Just like Browns fans really should have cherished those championships they won in the 1950s, and the Jets fans should have cherished their, you know, one Super Bowl they won, because, well, that sure did pass, and this current state of suffering, well, we'll see if that passes. Probably not. So, anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this very late episode of Penalty on the Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.